And joining us over the phone right now today is Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. Good morning, Cody. How are you today?
Doing awesome, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, Cody. And, man, what a big one. It's always a big one when these two teams play. But on top of it, on top of the normal stuff, both programs really need this game. So I'm expecting some extra urgency for tonight's matchup. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. That's the one word that was absolutely missing in Boise, Idaho last Saturday, for sure. The CSU is still very young. They got a ton of youth on that team, some really dynamic playmakers, especially on offense. But they're not supposed to be arrived yet. You know what I mean? Like, this Cowboys team had higher aspirations. So I think when it comes down to desperation level, fellas, that has to be on the Wyoming sideline tonight. That performance last week, I mean, you guys know I've been to a lot of games in my life, and I don't remember one as disheartening as that. So Wyoming better have the urgency in this one.
What do you think they took away from the game last week, other than realizing they've got to step up the urgency? I mean, was there something that could be taken away from the Boise State game that's going to help the Cowboys in the Border War tonight?
I mean, do the opposite of everything you did inside Albertson Stadium. I mean, that's literally how bad it was across the board. That's a game film where you almost want to burn it and never look at it again and not even mention the name Boise State again and just move forward. And, Craig Bull talked about that on Monday, that it's just – that's one that you just – you know, you don't sit and stew on, you don't talk about, you don't let them beat you twice. And, it was shocking for a team that had everything to gain. And Craig Bull said that, you know, he didn't do a good enough job conveying to his team how good Boise State was, and they were a caged animal, and, you know, the pride that program has. And to me, that's an insane excuse, and he doesn't want to throw anybody under the bus, which, good for him, but just a rough outing. And I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, guys, but that is the case. Don't do anything you did at Boise State.
One of the things that stood out to me in that game was it was a really disjointed effort in terms of what they wanted to try and do on offense. And I think part of that was Harrison Whaley was back, but was he really back? And I guess that's my question to you, Cody. And I know you guys don't get to watch practice. I know it's a sticking point, but what's your opinion on the availability and the health of Harrison Whaley this week? Because let's be honest, when the guy's healthy, he's one of the best game breakers in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think this speaks more to you saw him on that first play of the game. He busts out an 11-yard run. It looks like all is well. Holding penalty, back it comes. There were no lanes. There were just no running lanes whatsoever. They did give Peasley some time. That offensive front did give Peasley some time to throw the ball, but nobody was open downfield. So the lanes were closing so quick. Boise State, according to Bull, it was showing some blitzes they hadn't shown before. And, through all this, guys, you got to give credit to that Broncos defense. They are much maligned, you know, one of the worst pass defenses in the country, and that's all they've been hearing about. And, man, they did a fantastic job. They were quicker off the ball. Every snap on offense and defense, you saw Wyoming's line move in the wrong direction.
Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com joining us today on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Cody, all right, let's do as Coach Bull said. Let's throw the Boise game out the window, and let's pretend we're coming into the Border War after the Air Force game and the way that Wyoming had been playing previous. What do you see as the key matchups tonight for Wyoming against Colorado State, and what does Wyoming need to do to get the win?
Well, a big one that is not talked about very often is left tackle Frank Crum, who will be going up against Mo Camara, CSU's dynamic edge rusher. He has 10.5 sacks already, a really, really good disruptive player. Of course, Frank Crum has just done a fantastic job moving over to Andrew Peasley's blind side this year. Have spoken to him numerous times about, hey, man, doesn't look like you're struggling very much considering you went up against Texas Tech. And he said, you know, honestly, Air Force was probably the toughest task he's faced so far, which says a lot about that Falcons defense as well. So that will be one to watch and keep an eye on. That guy makes a lot of plays. And then, of course, Torrey Horton, who's banged up, CSU's unbelievable wide receiver, all-world receiver, who, if he's healthy at the end of the year, he should be in the Biletnikoff trophy conversation. We saw last week, guys, Colby Taylor had a really tough time against Eric McAllister. He finished with 7 catches for 160 yards and a touchdown, including that big one on the opening drive for the Broncos. Who is going to halt that guy? Who is going to at least get in that guy's way and be disruptive? I mean, he is really good. Tyrekus Davis, the junior transfer from Navarro Community College, he will be back on the field after suffering a partially torn MCL against App State, so that'll be one to keep an eye on. And who in the world is going to cover Dalen Hooker, the big BYU transfer? He's every bit of 6'5", 235, probably has the best hands in the conference, and might be the best tight end in the country, which is saying a lot. We talked about it on our own radio show yesterday that he might be better than Trey McBride. I mean, that's how good this guy is. So who in the world is going to stop that guy? I mean, you'd think that would fall on Rook Brown, but, I mean, this guy is humongous compared to Rook. So I think it's probably going to be a community effort trying to stop that guy.
Well, you kind of touch on it now, Cody, as you've got this this matchup between these two teams and the Cowboys' defensive line coming into the season was hugely talked about. They've been very successful in a lot of different ways, but it kind of seems like the last couple of games they've not been. So it seems to me like kind of the cure would be some pressure from that defensive line in the end. What are your thoughts on that today?
Yeah, no doubt. I asked Greg Bull about that this week. In fact, you know, did you expect to see more sacks at this time of the year? And, you know, yeah, of course he does. Just last week, man, you know, Devon Harris and Sebastian Harsh, and they did say Sebastian had a really good game. It was one of those that only a coach would know it was a really good game, you know, like the grading and all that good stuff. Because, you know, if you just looked at bare-bone stats, not a lot happened. They put no pressure on Boise State's quarterbacks whatsoever. And, you know, guys, I think Cole Goodbow and Jordan Bertinoli, they're beat up, man. They're asked to do a lot. They sub in and out a lot, but I think those two are really beat up. And it's really showing because, you know, Air Force and Boise State especially really were getting a push up front. And, you know, of course, you're not going to get any quarterback pressures against Air Force, but to not get any against the Boise State team deploying two quarterbacks, that's just crazy. It's crazy. Boise State was the desperate team, and it showed. Wyoming needs to be the desperate team tonight against Colorado State.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Border War tonight, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Of course, live coverage with Keith and Kevin begins at 5 o'clock tonight on the Spur. Cody, another question for you, kind of in regards to the high school sports schedule. And I wouldn't say there's been a ton of conversation about this, but there's been a little bit. And there's been this handshake agreement between WASA and the university that the high school games won't conflict with the university games and the Wyoming Cowboys. Yep. But it just so happens this year that Wyoming plays on a Friday, and some thinking that the high school games should all be moved to Saturday, and that didn't happen. 8 out of the 10 being played at the same day as the Cowboys. What's your thoughts on this? Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? What do you think?
It is a big deal. It really depresses me. When I saw that and I saw all the teams that opted to play on Friday night still, I'm sure they have their reasonings, but it's disappointing. You don't want to cut into Wyoming's fan base. It's already hard enough to get to Laramie, and it's already hard enough for fans to get there, and you don't want to cut into the fan base at all. Hunting season already does a plenty good job with that, and that frustrates me too. But it really, you know, and this is Cody the fan, growing up a fan, talking. I'm probably not the guy to ask because I actually quit playing high school football because Central started playing on Saturdays because they didn't have lights, and I said, well, I am not missing Wyoming games to play JV football at Central High School, so. I'm probably not the one to ask, but I was really disappointed to see. You know, and they definitely have their reasoning. You know, I'm sure some of those state title games next week or, you know, would leave them only 6 days to prepare or whatever they're telling themselves. I hate it. I really do. And I, to be honest with you, I was stoked to see the WHSAA and UW have that handshake agreement, and it's in their guidebook. I absolutely loved that. I had no idea. So, you know, it sucks. TV dictates college football. That's why the game's on tonight. I know it's a sticking point and people are mad, but you know what? The university makes a lot more money and gets a lot more exposure playing on Friday night.
Cody, thoughts on that moving forward? Do you anticipate that changing at all?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, you know, you always hope when the schedule comes out that every game says Saturday. That's always the hope, but it's just an unrealistic hope these days. And I don't know. I mean, would I think it's fair to ask this question too, guys. Would these coaches be playing on Friday night if Wyoming had beat Air Force and Boise State? I don't know. If they were coming in this number one in the Mountain West or tied with Air Force at the top spot or, you know, something like that. I don't know. Maybe they change their mind and say get to Laramie.
Certainly a fair point. That being said, what do you anticipate the attendance being like for tonight's game?
Well, I tell you, my colleague Garrett Newland talked to some guys in that department at UW this week. They're really encouraged by the ticket sales, and they're saying that it's pretty much on pace with homecoming. So that's good to hear because throughout the week I've heard, man, they're playing on Friday. Like, I can't get off work. And it's like, well, you know, they did put out the schedule in March. So I think that's ample time to make your preparations to get to Laramie on a Friday. And the other thing I don't think that anybody's really doing a good job of, especially in my hometown in Cheyenne, one of the biggest gripes is it's hard to find hotels in Laramie, and they're really, really expensive.
Yes.
Cheyenne should be promoting like crazy and saying, hey, man, we're 40 miles away. Come over here, enjoy your weekend in Cheyenne, have a good time, and it's a hop, skip, and a jump over to Laramie, barring weather.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Cody, one final question here for you, and that's we're in that kind of time is football season is still in full swing, but the basketball season's beginning. You had a chance to see the Cowgirls last night in an exhibition game. What were your takeaways from the Cowgirls last night, and what are your expectations on the men's side as well this season?
You know, with the women last night, just a lot of, you know, four different players finishing double-digit scoring. I mean, that kind of tells you they can hit you from every direction. And, you know, obviously it's an exhibition game and they're playing an inferior opponent. They do kick off the season Monday against North Dakota. So as long as you have that girl, Allison Furtig, in the middle, I think you're going to be A-okay. So she's definitely could be the most dominant big in the Mountain West this year. On the men's side, guys, you might as well just pencil in a gigantic question mark. Jeff Linder, we didn't get to go to the exhibition game because we were all in Boise last week, but sounds like he's got some dynamic guards there and a Quayle Cott and Sam Griffin, some names that everybody around here is going to get used to real quick. It's kind of exciting. To be honest, from the journalism side, it's a pain in the neck learning all these new names and learning all these guys. And you know, we're all starting over with the fan base. You guys know probably about as much as we do. But on the flip side, you know, I'm kind of ready for new blood and to see what these guys can do. And it's an interesting mishmash of some seasoned dudes and some guys who've never played before and some foreign guys. And it's going to be really interesting to see what that looks like when the lights turn on next week.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com on the air today. Cody, as always, we appreciate your insights. Thanks for joining us.